ABC News.
Well, I think the leader's resignation, the leader of the Commons' resignation, reflects the broader political crisis and broader constitutional crisis that's facing the UK and the political crisis that's facing the Conservative Party. We expect, I think, and we can reasonably expect that there could well be more Cabinet Minister resignations soon. I think it's unlikely that Theresa May has much time left in No. 10 Downing Street. All of this is taking place against the background of extraordinary chaos with respect to the Brexit negotiations, but also looming elections for the European Parliament.
So 21 ministers or 21 members of Parliament have resigned over Brexit. The Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, has also requested a private meeting with the PM to discuss the situation. As you said, more resignations on the way, and how soon could these resignations happen?
Well, I think we're about to enter a weird truce period, I expect, because all day Thursday in the UK, they'll be voting in the European parliamentary elections. That means as well that UK politics news coverage will stop for about 12 or 24 hours while those elections are running under UK rules. And so we'll have a bit of a pause, and then I expect on Friday morning UK time, these conversations will resume. One of the quirks of this is that the UK results in the European parliamentary elections probably won't be known till the end of the weekend due to the way that these elections work. But if the polls are to be believed, and we have reason to question polls lately, but if the polls are to be believed, the Tories could come in fourth or even fifth place in those polls. They're going to have a historically terrible outcome if the polls are accurate, and that will put immense pressure on Theresa May as soon as those results become official.
Well, in terms of the impact on these, the UK members of the European Parliament votes, what are we expecting there?
Well, in terms of the outcome, we're expecting that there will be a huge percentage of the vote for a brand new political party called the Brexit Party, which is led by Nigel Farage, who, of course, was formerly very senior in the UKIP party. So he's leading this Brexit Party. It will, if the polls are right, it will have an extraordinary high vote across the country, particularly in areas that voted Leave. It will take a lot of votes from the Conservative Party in particular. And so what the outcome of those elections will be this bizarre result where the UK is electing representatives of an EU institution, the EU Parliament, who may not have seats in that Parliament for very long, but because the UK is still a member of the EU, it still has to participate in these sort of institutions like the EU Parliament.
And so as a result of all this Brexit chaos in the UK, do you think that we'll see a swing towards the more fringe populist parties?
Yeah, that's right. So the Brexit Party will do well. The Lib Dems, which wouldn't be described as a fringe party, but which have had a bad few years, will likely have a resurgence as the voice of Remain voters. The other thing that we have to bear in mind when we see these cabinet ministers resign and when we see all of this speculation is that they are really vultures circling around Theresa May. Everyone knows there will be a leadership race for the next Conservative leader, and that leadership race will probably take place over this coming northern summer in the next few months. So from Boris Johnson to Andrea Leadsom to Jeremy Hunt to all sorts of other senior cabinet ministers are all circling. All of their positioning now with respect to Brexit and with respect to what Theresa May should do has one eye firmly on the possibility that they themselves will move into number 10 before the summer is out.
Well, the head of the European Council, Jean-Claude Juncker, has said that he would potentially be open to having a second referendum on Brexit. How likely is that, do you think?
Well, this is one of the sticking points that really drove the resignation of Andrea Leadsom overnight, that Theresa May has long opposed a second referendum and the Conservative Party has long opposed a second referendum, but Theresa May has offered the possibility of a second referendum or at least a vote by the Parliament on a second referendum. And that has really come as a shock to a lot of these Conservative members. They see it as giving into Labour and Lib Dem agendas. They see it as, in their words, betraying the initial referendum result, betraying Conservative voters. Those moves towards a second referendum that Theresa May has made in the last couple of days could well be particularly problematic, could well be a straw that breaks the proverbial back for Theresa May once Tory members go back to their constituencies and talk to their supporters about it.
And so, Ryan, where does this leave this fourth deal that Theresa May is trying to get through the UK Parliament on Brexit?
Well, the Prime Minister is saying she'll still bring it for a vote before the Commons. I think increasingly the odds look like that may well not happen. The other piece of context here, Cathy, that's easy to forget, this is just the debate about the negotiating the deal to leave the EU. Once that's done, the really hard work has to begin of negotiating the future relationship between the UK and the EU. This is just the property settlement. They still have to get on to negotiating a trade deal, negotiating what the future looks like. Britain is only just getting started on what Brexit means.
ABC News.